Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have a special guest with us, licensed professional counselor Rita Schultz, author of the upcoming book, Shattered, Finding Hope and Healing Through the Losses of Life. And she contributes to magazines such as Counseling Today and Thriving Family, among many others. And we'll be discussing Rita's upcoming book today and how you can change your perspective on personal loss. So welcome, Rita.
Thank you for having me, Stacey. It's my pleasure.
You know, we were talking beforehand about life knocking people down. I mean, it knocks everyone down, I think, at one point or another. And when we suffer this kind of personal loss, and there could be so many different types, you know, what is the first thing we should do?
Well, I think the biggest thing, as a counselor, what I've noticed, I've sat with people for over the last decade, and it didn't seem to matter what their presenting problem was. But loss was always a significant piece of what had affected their hearts. And many of these folks hadn't stopped to notice the effects of these losses, much less put words to them. So I think the first thing that we have to do is take inventory of our hearts. We have to notice, we have to pay attention to how the losses of life affect us. And we have to learn to put words to our pain. That's really important because most of us don't do that. We just bottle it up, put it on the shelf, and it stays there for decades sometimes. And
right.
That's the worst thing we can do.
And that leads me to exactly my next question, Rita, because I was just thinking to myself, you know, there are all types of different losses that people can be experiencing. And just like you said, you know, you may not even know that it's impacting you. So what are some of those kinds of losses that, you know, they're not on the, you know, the big scale of tragedy, you know, that you think of when we talk about grief and loss, you immediately think of losing a loved one, a job, financial loss, or something like that. But maybe there are other kinds of losses that shouldn't just be shrugged off. It's like, oh, well, life happens. I'm going to move on, because a lot of times, you know, emotionally, you don't move on inside.
You're absolutely right, Stacey. And we get the concrete losses like death, divorce, some of the things you mentioned. But I talk a lot in the book about what I coined as abstract losses. And they aren't always so easy for us to label. Things like shattered dreams, unmet expectations, loss of hope, loss of trust, maybe even the loss of identity, the loss of innocence, the loss of a role. Those things over time can have serious long-range consequences on our heart. So we have to learn to notice and identify them and, again, put words to our pain.
What types of consequences can they have down the road?
Well, I talk about roadblocks of grief, denial, avoidance, control, anger, or fear. And if we allow those things to stand in the way of our grief work, then our losses kind of pile up like a stack of unpaid bills over the years. And that's kind of what happened in my own life. I had a significant number of losses, 7 deaths in 1 year of people that were really close to me.
Wow.
Followed by my dad being diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer. And the losses happened pretty sequentially, pretty quick, and so I didn't really have time to process them. And when we don't have time to process them, we move from one thing to another, to another, to another, and all of it piles up, and emotionally we can become overwrought. We can wake up one day and wonder why we're depressed, because we haven't attended to our hearts. And so for me, that translated into, you know, anxiety and depression, and all kinds of things were going on for me personally. And I think that's what happened for people. They just get overwhelmed with these losses, and depression is a real easy thing to occur when we go through that.
So as we are experiencing and recognizing some of these losses that we're dealing with, how do we change our perspective on grief and on dealing with loss? I know that that's a big part of what you're discussing, is just changing perspective.
I think we have to begin to see loss and suffering as tutors in our lives. And that may be hard for people to swallow. None of us are going to be fighting for first place in the loss and suffering line. I get that. We want to avoid it at all costs. But in time, as we move through the grief journey, if we can focus on what we've learned, if we can focus on how we've grown and become stronger, we can begin to move forward with resolve, and I believe a plan for the future, in spite of our losses. So I think the first piece to doing that, to recovering from the losses of life, is to identify them. Okay, so we have to identify, you know, these more abstract things, maybe the things that weren't catastrophic, but kind of had a cumulative stress effect in our lives. And then we begin to put words to that pain. You know, we dig deeper into it. We get underneath the surface. We don't just sweep it under the rug. And then as time goes by, we can move to a place of acceptance. And so once we're there, then we can begin to switch lenses and recognize the gains that have come through the losses. You know, Stacey, some of our losses in life are necessary. And even though they're painful, they help us let go. You know, even if we have to go let go of some of the things we love. It's not easy, if, for example, for parents to let go of their kids when they're, you know, launching out in the world and leaving the nest, especially for mothers. But that's a necessary loss because children need to grow and individuate. And it's also an opportunity for mom to start rekindling her passions and desires for a life that lies ahead. And that's, you know, kind of what the end of the book is about. It talks about how do we begin to reinvest our hearts in life after loss? Because loss really does assault our hearts.
Yes. I mean, you can, everything that you're saying, Rita, is spot on for me. I mean, I believe that that is absolutely the truth, that everything, you know, the whole, it almost falls into the cliche, everything happens for a reason, that you should take each event, each circumstance or situation and experience that you're going through and use that as a learning and teaching and even teaching tool for others that may be in your family. You know, I'm sure moms and dads, you know, it could be the family fish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're
well, I think it's this whole idea of cultivating gratitude. You know, we have to cultivate a heart of gratitude, and that's not easy to do when we're buried under the weight of loss. And so we can't minimize that. You know, another one of the big things I talk about in the book is this whole idea of the art of noticing. And I teach that to my clients as well. We have to notice, you know, we don't notice the physical effects that grief can have on our hearts. You know, our headaches, our stomach aches, anxiety, depression. There's physiological effects to grief and loss. And so we have to learn to get keyed into ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, and recognize how these things are affecting us, you know, on all of those levels, because we're holistic beings. It doesn't just affect one part of our lives, but it affects us holistically. So noticing is a huge, huge part that leads us into this whole idea of identifying our losses and then putting words to our pain.
Well, Rita, you've given us a lot of really good information. I think leaving it with the noticing is a great place because that's like you said, I mean, that's kind of where it starts, that you're noticing the impact on your mind, soul, and body, as it is all. It's all connected. And your heart, as you're saying, is your heart. So everyone out there, if you would love to learn, I know you do, more about Rita Schultz, licensed professional counselor and author of the upcoming book, Shattered, Finding Hope and Healing Through the Losses of Life, you can do so at her website, http://www.ritaschultz.com, and we will spell that. That's RitaSchultz.com, where you can also listen to her podcast and read the first chapter of her upcoming book, Shattered. So thank you, Rita, for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Stacey. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.
And you too. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy much, much more on JenningsWire.com and feel free to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time. Bye-bye.